You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started.
Woo, that'll do it. You don't have to worry about me. You do not have to worry about me. Okay, I really got in a different mindset after Miami. Like, some guy came up to me. I love this. He came up. I know it's not big, but he was like, let me pay for your canes. And, you know, after that, he got my number so he can Apple Pay me. From now on, you're not getting my number unless you Apple Pay me. This guy came up to me at the grocery store, and he was trying to talk to me. And then outside, he was following me in his car, like, because he didn't have the balls to ask for my number in the store. Why are you trying to holler at me in the grocery store and you're not paying for my groceries? Why are you trying to talk to me in the grocery store, but you don't offer to pay for my groceries? And then you follow me outside in the parking lot. That's just not going to cut it for me anymore. Like, at this point, if you're not talking money, we're not going to.
Wait, so niggas will flirt with you at the grocery store, but not offer to pay for your groceries? Get the fuck out of my face! I beg your fucking pardon! You think this is? I'm over here shopping for things and you're flirting with me while I'm shopping for things but not offering to pay for the things that I'm shopping for while you're trying to flirt with me. Are you stupid? Like, the only way to win right now is to pay for the groceries. If not, move the fuck around. Move around. Because you're definitely not moving on up. Thank you.
What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, we must thank social media for allowing women to continue to post videos like the ones I just played. Gentlemen, you are vindicated every day in your decision to walk away from the modern Western woman. Oh yeah. Every day they give you a solid piece of information that reinforces your decision. Even if you decide to go monk mode, you're just like, you know what? I can look at social media. I can click on TikTok. I can click on Facebook, Instagram, whatever. I can look on any social media platform and see another reason as to why I decided to take whatever option that I decided to take. Be that option pay for play, be that option, you know, getting a doll, be that option sitting it out, or be that option getting on that plane. Every day, these modern women give you thorough evidence as to why your decision was the right one. And personally, I love it. I really do. Fellas, don't be inclined to say that these women shouldn't talk. No. We should encourage women to keep talking. Because the more they talk, the more they reveal themselves. Yeah. Gone are the days where women could be chameleons, even though they're still trying. But gone are the days where women could be like, well, where are you meeting women like that? Oh, no. Social media has thoroughly exposed women across the board. Now, what I find so hilarious about those particular TikToks is the fact that these women out here are so broke that they would have the unmitigated gall to say, you need to pay for their groceries or you need to pay for their food. Really? Really? Interesting. Now, mind you, these are the same women who will get on social media and say that foreign women are poor. Foreign women are in dire financial straits. Foreign women really need men. Wow. Hypocrisy, anybody? Sheer, unadulterated hypocrisy. But yet, they have no problems getting on social media saying that men need to make a certain amount of money, or he needs to come up off some resources just to try to get her attention. There's a term for a woman that takes resources and wants to try to use sex in order to get said resources. Oh, that's right. A professional. Ladies, every time you say a man has to make X amount of dollars, that means you are trying to be a professional. However, I personally have great respect for the true professional. Why? Because there's a bit of honesty in who and what she is. So, of course, I have to respect that. Unlike these normie women out here who are saying, well, you know, it could be this or it could be that, constantly trying to shift the goalpost. No, ladies, no. More and more men are done playing that game, which is another reason why so many women, especially in this current environment, are losing their minds, especially the older women. I love seeing older women get on these platforms talking about why men don't want them and, you know, this, that, and the other, and we still got it. No, 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 no. All of you old bags need to realize you have aged out. Period. Point blank. All of the accolades you have, men don't care about. The most you could be is a functioning synthetic companion. That's it. That's your only value, especially to younger men, which I find ironic because I've did a few articles in the past where they're trying to push the idea of older women and younger men coupling. Yeah, no, that is an outright disaster. But hey, as we all know, Western women are continuously lied to. They're continuously pandered to, especially the American black woman, because it is of financial gain to do so. Now, of course, there's also the getting laid portion, but it's mostly for financial gain. This is why American women are continuously lied to, because, hey, they are the net consumers. It just is what it is. But speaking of these Western women, particularly these ones that I covered in those TikTok videos, the fact that these women would have the sheer audacity to say that a man needs to buy her food or pay for her groceries just to even attempt to get to know her, that shows you how destitute these women truly are in this current environment. Yeah, inflation, student loans, consumer debt, credit card debt, all of it. It is absolutely kicking their ass. But remember, gentlemen, I always say this. In the end, since men control access to relationships and marriage, you also control access to your resources. And we all know that's what it's truly about. Why there's so much hate and vitriol toward the past poor brothers. Yeah, That's all out of sheer desperation. Instead of these women saying, you know what? Hey, what can we do to keep these men from wanting to leave? Instead, we're going to do everything opposite. Not be good women, not lose weight, not have better attitudes. No. Especially when it comes to the American black man. Oh, no. We're so used to beating them into submission and not giving them anything that they're going to relent. No. The everyday average black man now has the exact same access that us men in the military used to have. Now, what do I mean by that? Now, there was a comment left on a video, and I actually got tagged with it to give my opinion on it in regards to servicemen in the past and passport brothers in the present. Well, whenever it came to the military, everywhere that there's been an American military base, there have always been a group of men who would marry local women. That's been going on since, you know, forever. Now, back then, most everyday average men did not have that option available to them. But there's also something else we have to look at. The key, social media between then and now. There was no social media. So there was no widespread, you know, hatred of men being put out to the public. However, social media changed all of that. I can look at myself. Me and the meat sack, we got married in 2004. There was no social media back then. But even back then, guys were still marrying women from wherever base they were stationed. They would still marry local women. Why? Because they got exposed to the culture. Social media changed everything. The world got opened up. So yes, even the everyday average man could go online and see different cultures. Google? Hey, Google was everybody's friend. Any type of search engine could yield results that you wanted. However, the pandemic also played a great part in opening up the world to the everyday average man. Mm-hmm. So guess what? Remote work? Yeah, why not? So all in all, men have been marrying women from other cultures for hundreds of years. As long as there was a military, men stationed in different countries had access to said women. Now, with everything in this current environment, social media, the world being open, you know, ticket prices not as expensive as they used to be. Yeah, the everyday average man now can play in that same arena. Yeah, and guess what? The women here, they hate it. Why? Because we've seen video after video of American women, particularly American black women, trying to go to different countries thinking that they can get the same results. Oh, no. See, as men, we can go to an entirely different culture, acclimate to said culture, and then produce in said culture. That's what we can do. So yeah, we're more likely to be invited into said culture as long as we keep our shit together, as long as we respect the culture. Yeah, no problem. On the other hand, women, nah, You Western women can only exist in a Western country where you have the quote unquote veil of protection afforded to you. Once you leave, guess what? That veil goes away. And you're at the mercy of the men in those said countries. Like it or not, ladies, you still can't do what we men can do. Mm-hmm. But, all in all, the idea of trying to, quote unquote, stop the passport brothers, nah, that's not going to work. Freedom, baby. Freedom. So you can be mad all you want. You can continue to try to attack foreign women, which I find that absolutely despicable, because these foreign women aren't saying, hey, you know what? We're trying to compete. That's what they're doing. They're saying, let the best woman win. However, American women, oh, no. We shouldn't have to compete for men. And unfortunately, that has become your downfall. So yeah, the entire world is now open even to the everyday average man. And guess what? More and more men are realizing that. They're saying, if I can't get what I want over here, then I'm willing to travel elsewhere to get it. And even if it's about box, guess what? I will travel to get better box. Why? Because of the attitude of the woman attached to said box makes it better. So yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think. Don't you find it hilarious that American women are so entitled? They're so far removed from reality that they still believe that they're the number one group of women on this planet. However, in my humble opinion, they're at the bottom of the barrel. But as long as society keeps propping them up to keep them consuming, they're going to keep that delusion going. And guess what? More and more men are saying, nope, I'm no longer playing this game. I don't have to. I don't need to. And I decide who's worthy of my resources. So yeah, if you're not going to compete, hey, move the fuck on. Period. Point blank. End of discussion. So yeah, gentlemen, hey, don't be afraid to let these women know exactly where you stand. If you support Passport Brothers, hey, I support Passport Brothers. But to close this out, I mentioned something that the Line of MGTOW did a video about. The girl dads. Yeah. You're starting to see more girl dads coming against the Passport Brothers. And we all know why. And if you don't, I'm going to quickly explain it to you. The girl dads know that if they can't offload that burden called their daughter onto another man, he's never going to have peace. Uh-huh. Yeah. They want their daughter to be the next man's problem. However, the simp pool is drying up, which is why these women are trying to devise more and more scams, which that's exactly what they are, to try to get you to come up off your money. Don't fall for it, gentlemen. Don't fall for it. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.